This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to join us and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind with you in the studio tonight on this live Sunday edition. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
Toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, the insanity from the Philippines continues with more than 400 dead in just the first month of the shoot-on-sight war on drugs that they've started down there under their new president. We can tell you more about that. But actually, we're going to start the show out tonight. Of course, you can call in about anything you want. But we're going to start the show out tonight with some of the voicemails that we've been that have been left on our system over the last week. We have been advertising this new listen line that we have. Now, you know, we've had listen lines for a long time, but the new one that we've been promoting actually allows you to listen to our live stream from LRN.fm, or you can stream or you can listen to your choice of something like near to a dozen shows, including Free Talk Live from LRN.fm. And one of the options on this listen line is that you can press zero when you're listening. So you call the number. I'll give you that here in a moment. But you call the number, you select Free Talk Live from the main menu, and then anytime you want, you can hit zero and leave us a voicemail. Now, that voicemail goes into our email boxes, and we may very well play it on the air. Now, it obviously depends on how interesting it is or whatever. So we've got a couple of those we're going to start the show out with here tonight. One of them is about voting, and of course, we're getting closer and closer to the primary election, which will likely, you know, of course, the primary election is one thing here in New Hampshire, but the general election, we just found out that the Green Party has nominated Jill Stein as of this weekend. They had their convention.
Right. So you're talking about state primaries are coming up here in New Hampshire. So we are done with the and when people think of voting in America, they tend to think of only the presidential election. Now, it's not the least important election around by any stretch of the imagination, but it certainly isn't the end-all be-all. Barack Obama hasn't gotten much done in the last 7 years, and the reason is because because the Republican Congress just doesn't want to let him. And that's fine. I don't want him to get anything done. I'm rooting for the Republican Congress in this case. But, the president can't do much.
So anyway, the selections have been made, and people are going to be getting behind their candidates of preference at this point. It should be an interesting election, more so than I think usual. Usually I'm pretty uninterested in national elections, but this year is particularly entertaining due to the existence of Donald Trump. I don't support Donald Trump. I don't support Hillary Clinton. I'm a libertarian, and I can barely support the Libertarians nominee at this point. But anyway, if you want to call that listen line, you're welcome to. The number is 641-793-9660. Let's start off with a voting-related series of questions here from some caller. Not every caller identifies themselves, and that's okay. So we're just going to play the audio here.
Hey, my name is Steve, living in New York City. Heard some discussion recently on a couple of your podcasts about voting and y'all's take on voting and how some people seem to think it's immoral and that you don't vote. And I felt like y'all were being perhaps a little unfair towards that perspective. So one question I have is, how is it moral to give someone your vote or give someone the power to control other people, i.e., you know, voting for a politician?
Well, that would presume that was the reason you were voting. I mean, yeah, if it's your desire to control others, and that's the reason you're voting, because you believe that the politician for whom you're voting is going to control people in the way you want them to, then yeah, that is an immoral thing to do, to try to control others and to use voting as the mechanism by which you attempt to do that. I think that is an immoral thing. But let's let him go on.
I.e., you know, voting for a politician to take money from you, etc. That seems like a great reason not to vote. Now voting, and that's like voting for a
hold on. So, you know, first off, I'd say principled non-voters, and we get them a lot here on Free Talk Live, especially on the Facebook page, as opposed to calling in. And I give this gentleman kudos because, well, there's been very few that have called in to even talk about it, and he left a message, but that's cool. I'll take it. And he's obviously somebody who's thought about it a little bit. But I would first say that principled non-voters are about as much fun as vegans, CrossFitters, and evangelical atheists. This one little bit of minutia is relatively, it's irrelevant. Choosing not to vote. Voting is a mathematically insignificant act. And it can't be significant and insignificant at the same time. So let's not pretend like it's significant. Now, if people wish to vote, I recommend, go ahead and do that. But don't think for a second that your vote mathematically matters very much. Now, in his case, he's saying, when is it okay for me to, choose a ruler for somebody? Well, I'd say that would depend on the situation. There are situations where it is acceptable for me to choose a ruler, and that would be a situation where other people are attempting to choose a ruler for me at the same time. There are two statistically significant groups in America. One, a group of people that thinks it is acceptable to choose a ruler for you, and two, people who don't care which ruler gets chosen. Now, neither one of these people is opting out of a system. Right? Now, if you choose to opt out, well, there's a couple of different ways to, you can say, look, I'd just love to opt out. And I would. I would like it if the president didn't have power over me.
Yeah, if that was an option.
Come January.
If I could flip a switch and no longer have to deal with these people, these government goons, then I would absolutely never vote again in my life because they'd be leaving me alone.
But what we're going to have the option of doing is we're going to have the option of either putting more rivets in the mechanism that is the state or removing some rivets from that mechanism. Now, some people will, and most of the candidates will put some in and take some out, and they'll probably put more in than they take out. I'm going to try to vote for a candidate that I believe will take more rivets out. Specifically a candidate that's more likely to not use the military because the military is deadly, right? And I think that the military, most people in the military don't want to get used either, Frank. That's not what their goal is. So I'm a peace voter, and I'm going to vote for the candidate that I think is going to be the best in that area. But it is appropriate to vote if other people are voting and their expectation is to do the same. So if I'm in a room full of people who says, we're going to pick the next person to die, and I vote not me,
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm that's self-defense, right?
Yeah, but now you're getting into a pretty ridiculous area here,
sure.
The what-if scenario, which would not be the case. In theory, if you were picking the next person to die, you would likely have to be voting for someone who is not you. Not that it's not like there would be an option that would say not me on that vote. So you would then be choosing to kill someone, and that would be a very, very different situation than what we find ourselves in when, we're forced to, well, we're not forced to vote, but in some countries you are.
If you choose not to vote in that election, you're going to be the one they kill. They always do. They go after the weak.
Not if it's a secret ballot. They would have to know what your opinion was in that particular case.
Oh, believe me, the principled non-voters are going to let you know what their opinion is. This is an immoral election, and I will not vote. Aha, that's the guy we're voting for.
Well, I think that in the case that the ridiculous scenario that you've brought up, Mark.
It is ridiculous.
I think that actually advocating for not voting at all in a situation like that makes sense, because if it's a small room of people, you might be able to convince everyone, hey, this is crazy, we shouldn't be voting to kill any of us. But regardless, that's just completely not even applicable to the conversation we're having here.
The people who work for the state are going to vote.
That's correct.
They're,
but we're not talking. Okay, so let's quit mixing the examples here.
Fine.
Let's talk about actually voting.
When people don't vote, there have been elections where people don't vote. And a few things can happen. Sometimes they'll put the decision off until later, and then the non-voters get what they want. Sometimes. Sometimes they'll appoint people for the positions. And the positions do not go unfilled as the principal non-voters.
I've never seen a situation where not voting resulted in nothing happening. It always, always results in whatever coin flip or, there's some sort of thing written into the code or the ordinances that is written to deal with situations like that. And they just keep on chugging forward because all they care about is whether or not you pay taxes, not whether or not you vote. But there's more to our voter caller here, or our rather non-voter caller. We'll continue that here in moments. And you can join us. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition here. We will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Plus, coming up, 400 people dead in the Philippines because of the war on drugs. They're actually having a war on drugs there. We'll tell you about that. Of course, like every war on drugs or every prohibition, it will inevitably fail. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And we've been talking about voting. And Bernie Sanders is not going to be able to receive votes anymore at this point. Hillary Clinton getting the official Democratic nomination. He'll probably get a handful of write-ins, and that'll be about it. So he's got plenty of time on his hands, old Bernie. He's no longer having to actively campaign for the presidency. He probably will be campaigning and, you know, pimping for Hillary at this point, but not as heavily. So he's got more time on his hands. He could totally agree to the challenge being proposed by Roger Ver if he really cared about his philosophy, if he was willing to defend socialism, because that's what has been challenged. Roger Ver has put up $250,000 that he will donate to the charity of Bernie's choice.
That'd be really great for a charity, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you there's some charity, some leftist charities out there that would love $250,000.
Absolutely. All he's got to do is agree to meet with Adam Kokesh, who's a voluntarist, in any city in America Bernie chooses. Bernie also gets to choose the objective moderator and have a three-hour-long debate. That's all he's got to do. Socialism versus voluntarism. He's been, you know, it's been offered to him now for a few months. And it was $50,000 initially. Roger Ver has upped the $50,000 offer to $250,000. The only requirement is both men must have equal time on the stage, and it's got to be a three-hour-long debate. And that's it. Bernie, you know, gets $250,000 to his favorite charity. Adam Kokesh will also get $50,000 towards his favorite charity as well. So far, no response from the Sanders camp, is my understanding. But if you want to learn more about this generous offer to Bernie Sanders, it's bernie.freetalklive.com. I think it would be epic if this actually occurred. Of course, hopefully somebody would get video of it, and you know that could be very, very enlightening to a lot of people out there to hear the ideas of socialism countered by the peaceful, loving ideas of voluntarism. So once again, bernie.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about voting. We have a call that came in on our voicemail line, which you can actually leave messages for us. You can call in toll-free. Of course, that's the best way to get your thoughts on the air, because then we can ask you questions back and have a conversation. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
But people are busy.
But, you know, if you're listening to the show later or you're not listening live, you're listening via podcast or on the radio or something, you still want to respond to what we're talking about on the air, you can leave us that voicemail, and we'll give you that voicemail number here in a bit. And you can possibly get your voicemail played on the air, as this gentleman from New York City is doing. He is, it sounds like, a non-voter, and he's claiming that voting is immoral. We will continue with his thoughts here.
Now, voting, and that's like voting for a specific purpose, so like voting in general, like for like a proposition for some city to maybe like not have red light cameras or decriminalize marijuana or something. Cool. Like I would be in favor of that kind of voting, but
okay.
But do you think it's moral, like the ultimate question here, do you think it's moral to say vote for a candidate, like maybe Donald Trump? That's my question. All right, thanks. Take care.
So, no, it's not moral, and this is sort of recapping what he asked before. Is it moral to vote for someone for the purpose of trying to control others? And I would say absolutely not. If you're voting for someone for harm reduction purposes, if your intention, because really all that matters is, you know, why you're doing it, as far as whether or not it's moral. If you're voting for someone because you truly believe they are the lesser of the evils, then you are trying to mitigate the damage that's going to be done. You're accepting right. That someone is going to do damage. One of these politicians, whoever they are, Trump, Hillary, Gary Johnson, and Jill Stein, one of these people is going to likely win come November.
I can't imagine a course of events where one of them doesn't.
And they are going to get into office, and they are going to do some damage to freedom. Now, who will do the least damage? And as you said, Mark, if any candidate might actually undo some of the state, then that would seem to be the lesser of the evils, and voting for that person for the reason of this is damage control is different than I'm voting for this person because I believe they're going to try to control others. It's a completely different scene.
Right. Voting's a tool. And it is not an ineffective one, as you pointed out. It is not the total of the state, because many times people will say that voting is bad because it promotes the state. Well, no, it is a system by which the state is administered. We have had the state for 9,000 years, and voting is a relatively new aspect of it. So, no, I would say that no, voting is just a way to choose rulers, whether you want rulers or not.
Right. I don't want them.
They're going to be there.
I don't want a ruler, but voting for someone in an election does not mean that I am consenting to being ruled. It doesn't mean that I support the system. It just means I want less damage being done. I want fewer people enslaved. I want more people to be more free. And if there is a candidate that is different enough, then I would feel comfortable voting for them. In local elections here in New Hampshire, we actually have real libertarians running for things, and so it's not even hard at all to consider voting for those folks.
Right.
I know.
It's a lot less mortifying to vote for them.
I don't feel bad about voting for somebody who's a truly principled, liberty-minded person, because I know that person really does have good intentions. I don't know enough about someone like Gary Johnson to know what his what the real deal is behind him, but I do believe at this point that he is still the lesser of the evils. I'm not enthusiastic about his campaign. I didn't watch this week's CNN town hall, but I did watch the first one, and it was a mixed bag at best. And I wish I didn't have to feel that way. I wish there was a Ron Paul. I wish there was a Harry Brown, somebody who actually has and understands and is communicating the principles of liberty. So while he might get a vote from me, he's certainly not going to get any kind of overt support beyond me saying, yeah, okay, he's the lesser of the evils. And even you, Mark, you're not even really sure. You said you're a war voter, or a peace voter, rather. You vote for the candidate who you believe will be the most peaceful.
Well, I'm actually an anti-war voter. I'm not a peace voter, because peace is something that cannot be achieved. However, I am against the idea of using, mechanized weaponry to blow each other up. And the candidate that shows the most propensity to use that the least often is the one that I'm going to vote for. I need to hear Gary Johnson reiterate the way he was in 2012, because mm-hmm. He was very, he would stress those points. He's not stressing those points. I don't think he's changed. But I'm likely to vote for him. I just really want to hear him stress those points for me.
I heard a rumor that is disturbing. I haven't seen the actual video, where the claim is that Gary Johnson has refused to debate Jill Stein. That he was asked that on video, and he said something like no, but again, it's just a rumor at this point. It came from Daryl W. Perry, so that's usually a pretty good source. But perhaps the video wasn't as honest as it could have been. Maybe someone else asked him a question, and that wasn't what was heard on the camera, and he was saying no. I would be shocked if Gary Johnson refused to participate in a third-party debate. So hopefully that is a miscommunication, or it was a misrecording or some misunderstanding in some way. That would be a real disappointment.
Well,
if that were the case.
Yeah, maybe he's strategizing there and says that, thinking to himself that there's no particularly good reason to do that.
Yes, there is. It's to expose yourself to other people.
Sure.
That's the reason to do it. And if it's true that he's really not going to debate Jill Stein, then that's pretty sad. But then again, maybe that's because Gary Johnson really doesn't understand the ideas of liberty.
Gary Johnson has already debated Jill Stein. Don't act like that would make a difference.
It does make a difference, Mark, because there are people who are paying attention now to Gary Johnson and Jill Stein that weren't paying attention 4 years ago.
Sure, but
the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely on advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want here. It is the Sunday edition of the program, and with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about voting, and of course, in the libertarian communities and the voluntarists and anarchist movements, there's always going to be a debate over this. There are people who feel very, very strongly about this, as you described, relatively insignificant act. And, of course, we can continue that discussion if you wish. Maybe you want to bring up some new point that has never been heard before about this issue.
I think that non-voters have lots of good points. So, for one, they have the good point that I don't have to think about voting anymore. And, therefore, my brain power is freed up to do things that I enjoy in life. I think that's a really great thing.
That's cool. I don't spend much time thinking about it.
As long as you don't spend time thinking about not voting. I mean, you know, like, really, spend time with your family, hike mountains, do make money, do amazing things with this extra time that you have for not voting. But please, don't spend any time informing us about it, because then you have just mitigated all the value.
All the supposed free time.
Right, all the free time. And then especially spending your time parsing out the reasons why it's a bad idea for somebody to vote. That's just ridiculous. You know, if you're campaigning for people not voting, you might as well vote.
Well, and in, you do say it is statistically insignificant. However, in some local races, there have been votes that have been decided by one vote. And further, there have been some races that have been decided by a few dozen votes. So if you did indeed get enough liberty-minded people to move together, as we are attempting to do here with liberty people moving to New Hampshire, there have been a couple thousand who have already moved here for different projects like the Free State Project or the Shire Society. You know, there's thousands more ostensibly coming here. Many of them are going to vote, and that's going to turn some elections around. That's going to result in more libertarians actually getting elected, and that's going to result in some laws being repealed. So, you know, go ahead, don't vote at the national level. It doesn't matter there. But at the local level, I can make a pretty strong argument that your vote can make a difference there.
Well, I would say at the national level, your vote makes a difference if you vote third party. Those numbers make a difference to those parties, the people. They make a difference to people generally. If the Libertarians, if the Greens were getting lots of votes, they would be major parties like the Republicans and Democrats. I can tell you, when I was at Freedom Fest, there were more than one Libertarian Party member there that were, you know, stomping around talking about those non-voters. Now, I don't know whether those non-voters, I believe those non-voters, those principled non-voters, are statistically insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they make much of a difference. So I'm like, hey, do whatever makes you happy. Just, hey, zip it, zip, because I don't want to hear about it. And I don't want to hear about your Lord and Savior. I don't want to hear about voting from somebody who thinks that voting is an unprincipled act. Unless they want to call in here and debate it here, because that's what, you know, that's what I do 3 hours a night, is I'm available to discuss this point, because I think that this is a plague upon libertarianism. This is.
I thought you said they were insignificant.
It's an irrational thought. And we are a rational movement of people who believe in responsibility, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you have a irrational thought, that thing's going to spread like a cancer. I firmly believe that this is leftover crap from the red commie anarchists from the early century, early 20th century, that this hasn't been thoroughly dispelled enough. So I'm here to dispel it. If you have an irrational thought around whatever it might be, voting in this case, you either need to convince me. That means you need to use, you know, points. You can't just come out and say, well, it's obvious that voting promotes the state. No. You need to point out how it does.
Mm-hmm.
And, here the gentleman has, I believe, the very best points that the non-voters have. He has distilled them down to the best points. He has abandoned the notion that voting on an issue is somehow immoral. So there.
Yep, he embraced that. Yeah.
He abandoned that that point of view. But I'll tell you, the principled non-voters would eviscerate this guy. Mm. My God, I can't believe you'd promote the system by voting against tyranny against somebody. Okay, all right. So he's out on the fringes of this group already. Fine. Now he's asking, well, in what circumstance is it okay for me to pick a ruler for someone else? And I'm saying, in the circumstance where somebody's attempting to pick a ruler for me.
Yeah.
That's how it becomes self-defense. There are only two statistically significant groups: the people that A, are trying to pick a ruler for me, and B, the people who don't seem to care which ruler gets picked.
Now, there are a couple of types of voting that matter, I think, more, a lot more significance than political voting at the national level, and that is voting with your feet and voting with your dollars. And these are two ways that you can actually make a difference, that you can influence things in your life and how things go, like what businesses would do or what things go on around you. And the folks involved in Liberland, they're planning to vote with their feet. It's the European micronation. They've been recently proposed to be recognized by 7 Polish legislators. See, the thing is, Liberland's so new, they're not being recognized by anyone. It's basically a group of libertarians in Europe who are coming together to form a very small, like 3-square-mile plot of land that is basically no man's land between Serbia and Croatia. And it's been a bit of a rocky road so far. I mean, it's hard to get that international recognition, but they're going to keep at it because they are determined to keep their name in the news. In fact, the Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay that makes the case for statehood for Liberland. Roger Ver, we talked about him earlier tonight. He's the owner of Bitcoin.com. He has come out with both stated and financial support for Liberland, and they have announced that Liberland's base of their economy is Bitcoin. Nearly 500,000 people have registered on Liberland's website, with more than 100,000 requesting citizenship. It's a small place, so to qualify for citizenship, you do have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. So if you want to learn more about it, get started over at liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, liberland.org. And again, voting with your feet, very, very strong way of making a difference. But if you get enough people to vote with their feet by moving to a place like Liberland or New Hampshire, where we've seen thousands of libertarians come to, then actually getting involved in that icky, awful political system is one way to influence and reduce, hopefully, the growth of the state. We've seen a couple dozen actual principled libertarians and voluntarists get elected here in just a one-year time frame. Over several years, probably, you know, a few dozen of them have sort of cycled in and cycled out. And there's dozens of people who are running for office this year who would likely describe themselves as voluntarists, as anarchists, or principled libertarians. We've got that here because of people voting with their feet and because people are willing to work within the system. The fact is, you're going to have a tough time convincing people to opt out. I mean, if you could get enough people to say, I'm not paying taxes, well, then the state would be done for. You know, as long as people are obedient to the state, state will continue.
The people can opt out of taxes, paying taxes, and still vote. That's, you know, the way the system's designed. Ian, I've been here as long as you have. I arrived a couple of hours after you did 10 years ago.
That's right.
So I can claim to...
it's been almost 10 years.
Yeah.
One more month.
To be here as long as you. And I haven't seen anything in the state of New Hampshire where we've gotten a bunch of libertarians together and attempted to do things as opposed to, I don't know, click away on keyboards on Facebook. The thing that I have seen to be most effective, and that is not to say that it is fast or effective, but the thing that I've seen be most effective is people working within the political system. They're getting elected. They've peeled back a few laws here and there. Things have happened. Not to say a lot of things have happened, but some things have happened in that 10-year period. And one would assume when, as you, you know, get more and more people, the synergy will be created, things will happen, you know, the curve will begin to sweep upward, mm-hmm. more things will happen. What happens when that occurs? I don't know. I don't know anything that occurs past this point we call now. But I can tell you that up to the point that we call now, people have tried a whole bunch of things in order to get more freedom in their lives. Growing their own food, working outside of the system, you know, just all kinds of this stuff called agorism, which is the idea that you're going to replace the state with, you know, private action, that kind of thing. Tried, you know, civil disobedience, singing, dancing, you know, street theater. None of it's really been effective in slowing the state down.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You may bring up anything on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can call in toll-free to bring up whatever at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. So, again, we have this voicemail line that I'll give you the number for here in a moment. It's more than voicemail. It's a listen live line and a audio on demand listen line. The number is 641-793-9660. And there's a way to leave a message when you're listening to Free Talk Live. Just hit zero anytime. You can leave a message. So I want to play another one here, Mark. We got a couple, few of these things that came in over the last week. And there's not any particular day on which we're going to play these things. Just, you know, whenever we feel like it. Saturday night's probably never going to happen because we're always loaded up with phone calls. Of course, you can call about anything you want. And of course, your calls will get priority over these voicemails. But for right now, let's go to a different call from that same line.
Hey, I've heard Ian say a few times now that in the United States we're still innocent until proven guilty in a court. And I wanted to ask if he, you know, with a scale so tipped heavily against you in court, with the immense pressure to take a plea deal, and, for example, the handling of Ross Ulbricht's case, or my own experience where a judge told me that even though there wasn't any evidence of a minor traffic violation, I proved to prove my innocence, therefore I was guilty. If he still really believes that we're innocent until proven guilty in court. All right, thank you.
I don't believe you're innocent until proven guilty. I think that that you're supposed to be presumed innocent until proven guilty. But I don't think anybody plays, I mean, they pay lip service to it, but I don't think they believe that.
Well, really, all I was saying was you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. That's the idea. Whether you are or not, you know, obviously the news media, as we were discussing, I think, last night about Bill Cosby, some lady called in about that. And yeah, I mean, the dude has definitely been convicted in the public's eye because of the way people pile on a situation like that. And maybe he did do what he, you know, is alleged to have done. Maybe he didn't do as often as it was alleged. But
who knows?
It's hard when you've got just a bunch of allegations out there, multiple allegations that it's hard to defend against.
Yeah, and it's really difficult to defend in the public's eye.
Because they don't believe innocent until proven guilty.
Well, they don't believe that. And, you're out there. The accusations fly in. You rebut one accusation. You rebut another accusation. But ultimately it comes down to the questions are like, how often do you beat your wife? I mean, it's these kind of situations. And look, that's not the way this is supposed to function. And I'm not saying that there's a good system for finding out if somebody's done something wrong or not. I think that in the Bill Cosby situation, we have one of two things: a man who's being falsely accused in the public sphere, or somebody who got away with something because they were in a position of power for a very long time and people didn't want to believe it about them.
I don't think it's unbelievable.
It just goes to show how messed up things are.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, the system will, when asked, still speak that, well, you're innocent until proven guilty. At the end of an FBI press release, it'll have a disclaimer at the bottom that says, the suspect is, you know, we arrested him, but that doesn't mean that he's actually guilty of the crimes. We still have to prove it in a court of law, blah, blah, blah. Of course, we all know that the plea deal system basically discourages any kind of trials from happening.
Right, trials aren't occurring. What happens is that the state basically preempts this whole idea of you getting a fair trial by piling charges on you and then offering you something significantly less.
Right.
So
and then
if I give you five charges that have 10-year maximums on, you're facing up to 50 years in prison, and I say, don't worry about it. We'll give you 1 year in jail and 2 years probation is all you have to do is sign here. It really doesn't even matter whether you're guilty or innocent at that point, because you're going to have to hire a lawyer for $30,000 to defend you over time. That lawyer, because of the nature of the system, is really nothing but a plea bargain bargainer in the first place, because they don't even get courtroom time anymore. We don't have that situation. That's all it comes down to. The system is, sadly, the criminal system is destroyed.
Yeah, it's screwed for sure. So, yes, in theory, you are innocent until proven guilty. Unfortunately, many of your neighbors don't subscribe to that theory, and the government doesn't have to, because they can run a plea deal on most people, and that works. And then if you don't take the plea, then you end up going to court. The burden of proof is supposedly on them, but at the same time, if it's their word against yours, that's not really proof. It's just he said, she said. But if the he said is someone wearing a police officer's uniform, you're as good as in prison. Because the judge is going to believe what the police officer says. The jury is going to believe what the police officer says, unless you've got video that proves otherwise. So really, it's like you're pretty much guilty unless you can prove that you're innocent. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. But that's the way that it's ended up. So when I say, back to what our caller was asking about, when I say you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, that doesn't mean that I believe that the government actually believes that. They've managed to construct the system in a way that just funnels people in and funnels them out the back end and just extracts their wealth from them, extracts their time from them and their obedience from them, and then ends up with destroyed lives on the other end of it. And it's just absolutely tragic. And it's not going to change anytime soon.
It's worth reminding people, though, that the system was designed, the criminal justice system was designed to call people innocent until proven guilty, because we don't look at it that way anymore. Because the nature of the cable news, media generally, it was before cable news. But the nature of this stuff is these people are tried and convicted long before their day in court. And we are then sanctimonious over if they do get found innocent. And I can think of a couple of instances. O.J. Simpson and the guy who shot Trayvon Martin. I can't remember which.
George Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. Now, look, I don't know what happened in those cases, but I can tell you the public was sanctimonious. More than 66% of felony convictions, of felony charges in court are found guilty. Now, that fewer than 1% actually even make it to court. You would think that the innocent people would be holding out, so therefore it would be a larger percentage than 50. But it doesn't even happen that way. In federal court, it's even worse. You just don't win. And that's, and people understand this. They can do risk assessment. Humans have a, you know, they're okay at doing that. And that's what it comes down to. If you're innocent, you're probably going to take a plea bargain because.
And then you're guilty.
And then you're guilty. And then the guilty people that think that everybody's guilty are right.
Right. It's just a messed up scene.
There's probably about 15% of the prison population which is not guilty, from is what I've seen sort of in documentation. Mm-hmm. I saw, you know, when I was in prison, I didn't find that I tended not to believe people either, you know.
When they claim that they didn't do it.
Right. Yeah. You know, and of course, you know, the sex offenders are claiming he didn't do it. You know, he doesn't want to get beaten up, but some of them probably didn't.
Toll-free number tonight allowing you to join us, bring up whatever's on your mind, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see here. On the way, you know, if you think our court system's bad, and it's bad, it's not the worst in the world. In the Philippines, you're lucky to see the inside of a courtroom if they decide to target you.
Right,
now,
you see the inside of a jail cell.
Right, yeah, you're... According to the news here from the Los Angeles Times and various other sources, Philippine president, the new president that just got inaugurated about a month ago, Rodrigo Duterte, has basically instructed people to kill on site people they believe to be drug dealers. He's instructed the police that they can just shoot to kill and that he will pardon them because it's technically not legal for a police officer, even in the Philippines, to just kill a suspect on the scene unless, of course, you know, the suspect has shot at the police officer or somehow put his life in jeopardy. But basically this dictator, who's the president, has said, you can go ahead, just execute the people who you believe to be drug dealers in the streets, and I'll pardon you. But it's not only the police who are apparently executing people, it's the average folks in the Philippines who are, you know, taking the supposed war on drugs into their own hands, and there are now 400 people, more than 400 people in a month, that have died in this war on drugs in the Philippines. People that are alleged drug dealers or connected to drugs in some way, but of course, it was never proven in a court. It's just somebody just icing another person because they feel like it.
Right, and how many of them, you know, drop a gun next to them or, you know, a little bag of something, and that's it.
Yep. As good as convicted. So we'll tell you more about that because it's pretty outrageous.
My noisy neighbor that plays music at all the wrong times is a drug dealer.
Yeah, we'll get into that here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, plus one more voicemail on a lighter note as well. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Hour number two is on the way. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts on anything you want to discuss. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.